page 38. Kudos to Audio Vision by Judy Wilkinson. The Audio Description Project, ADP, held its conference in conjunction with ACB's convention in Phoenix. At a luncheon ceremony, Audio Vision, Inc., headquartered in San Jose, led by Margaret Hardy, director and board president, was presented the Barry Levine Award in Career Achievement in Audio Description. Margaret says, "I accepted this on Audio Vision's behalf for Gregory Fraser." Fraser is considered the founder of the concept of audio description during the silences or bridges between dialogue. Page 39. Barry Levine, in whose memory the award is given, was a longtime ACB activist and first president of ADI, Audio Description International. This organization has since become the ACB's Audio Description Project, now headed by Joel Snyder. About Audio Vision's origins, Margaret writes, "As director of the Community Development Wing for American Musical Theater of San Jose, California, I was looking for ways to reach out to new audiences. I read about Gregory's work in the Call Board magazine in 1990, and I persuaded our executive producer to give Audio Description a try. Our first venture was a described performance of The Wizard of Oz, a matinee to which we invited students from the California School for the Blind in Fremont. This was hugely successful and resulted in AMT's decision to create a permanent program of its own. Audio Vision auditioned and trained our first set of describers, and we began offering a choice of 6 performance dates of each of our 4 season productions to the community in 1992. Since her retirement, Margaret continues her work with Audio Vision. Jeff Tom requested that the following appear in this issue. In my article in the Summer BC regarding audio description in Sacramento, I inadvertently committed a huge oversight. I neglected to acknowledge the outstanding contribution of Audio Vision and its representative, Margaret Hardy. This entity, that has been providing audio-described plays in the Bay Area for many years, put in an incredible amount of work in Sacramento in order to ensure that we would have receivers and the other equipment without which the audio description just doesn't happen. Thanks, Margaret and Audio Vision, for making it all possible."